Before the assembly voted on whether to put the long-awaited Harrigan Centennial Hall renewal project out to bid, Sitka resident Matt Donahoe stepped up to the mic.
It's not too late to back out of this project, is it?
Donahoe said he worries the project will cost more than expected. He pointed to the example of Kettleson Memorial Library right next door. Bids for the library renovation came in about $1 million over budget, and then design flaws briefly brought the project to a halt this winter.
I just couldn't forgive myself. I didn't take this last opportunity to ask if there's any way we can back out on this sucker.
And despite years of design and engineering work and countless public meetings on everything from display cases to landscaping, the answer is yes. The city could still back out, said Assemblymember Michelle Putz.
Yes, we could back out of this. We absolutely could. It would be very sad, though, because we would lose out on a lot of state grant funding that is not going to be going to Sitka if we back out on it. It would just go away.
And this was a point that assembly members made over and over and over again. The entire $16 million project is funded by state grants. And the vast majority of that money comes from taxes on cruise ship passengers, which means it comes with strings attached. It can only be used for projects that enhance the visitor experience.
You know, it can't go towards reducing our electric rates. It can't go towards helping lower income folks.
Assembly members also pointed out that the new building is expected to cost about half as much to heat, despite the larger footprint. But, asked member Steven Eisenbeiss, what will happen if bids come in too high?
Bids can and do come in higher than the funding amount, and that's my concern with this project. I love it for the $16.3 million. Let's do it, but if we get over that, we're already looking at trying to find quite a bit of money in next year's budget cycle, so.
Public Works Director Michael Harmon said the city can always reduce the scope of the project.
And I think he's spot on that potential is there, that we come back and we're over budget. It happens all the time. I'm not going to beat around the bush about that. Could happen. There's ways of dealing with that and getting it back in line with the budget. It's going to be our choice. It's not a victim situation where we have to take it by any means.
Harmon said the building is 50 years old, and it needs serious work whether or not the city goes ahead with the renewal project.
And strongly advise that we move forward and take care of this infrastructure burden while we have the opportunity with these cruise ship dollars.
That verdict was echoed by Sitka resident and former city administrator John Stein.
Thank you, Assembly, for the work session this afternoon where you showed us what a fabulous project this was to be and how much it would expand the space.
Stein called it one of the best, most universally used buildings in the city. And at 50 years old, he said, it deserves a makeover. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.